This is 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for February 27th. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Papua New Guinea. The island suffered a powerful earthquake Monday afternoon, magnitude 7.5 estimated. Some damage reported, but the extent of it's not known yet. No injuries reported either, but the epicenter is in a very remote location, according to Papua New Guinea's National Disaster Center. The affected area is about 350 miles northwest of the capital of Port Moresby, so they don't really know how many people are hurt and the extent of the damage as of this recording on Monday afternoon. Now, once communications are restored, get a better handle on it. No evidence or no reports of a tsunami in the area. At least one oil company working in that region has begun evacuating non-essential personnel. So again, we'll know more in the days ahead. Topic number 4, an invitation for Trump. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expected to invite U.S. President Donald Trump to the inauguration of the new U.S. embassy in Jerusalem, which, according to Netanyahu, the president has decided to speed up to coincide with Israel's Independence Day next May. That'll mark the 70th anniversary of Israel's independence. And just coincidentally, and well, if you believe in coincidences, we didn't plan it this way, but somebody had this in mind. The year 70 tour of Israel that Sharon and I are leading with, along with Dr. Michael Heiser, will be in Israel on that day, in Jerusalem on that day. Again, we didn't plan it that way, but we're certainly looking forward to it. And of course, we'll get as much video that we can share with you of our impressions of what's going on when that day comes. So keep praying for health and that all plans hold together, because we're certainly looking forward to it. By the way, I found this interesting, because you certainly wouldn't know this from watching the major media. The Rasmussen Report, reputable polling agency, they do a daily presidential tracking poll showing on a daily basis what Americans think of the performance of their president. As of Monday, President Trump's presidential approval rating shows that 49%, 49% of U.S. voters approve of his job performance. That's exactly equal with the number that disapprove. 49% disapprove as well. By comparison, at exactly the same point in his administration, 8 years ago, President Obama had a 44% approval rating. The latest figures also show that 35% strongly of American voters, 35% of American voters strongly approve of President Trump's performance, while 41% strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval index rating of -6. Exactly 8 years ago, President Obama's presidential approval rating index was -21. Trump more popular than Obama. Topic number 3, firearms training for teachers. A sheriff in Ohio who offered free firearms training for 50 teachers was forced to cap the offer at 300 after a flood of local teachers responded. Butler County Sheriff Richard Jones told Fox and Friends Monday morning, we put it online. We thought we'd get 20 school teachers maybe. Within 20 minutes, we had 40. Within an hour, we had 100. Within 4 hours, we had 200, and by the next morning at 300, we cut it off. Sheriff Jones noted that only a few school districts in Ohio actually allow teachers to carry a concealed firearm, and the plan to arm teachers will only work if school board administrators and school administrators have the courage to allow teachers to actually arm themselves while on the job. According to Sheriff Jones, we can't stop the school shootings, but we can't stop guns from being manufactured, but we've got to do something. We've got to make the schools more of a hardened target. Sheriff Jones added the class open to teachers, secretaries, and maintenance workers. Topic number 2, a couple legal things to tell you about. The Senate committee in South Carolina has voted to advance a bill that recognizes the personhood of the unborn from the time of conception. Senate Judiciary Committee in South Carolina voted 12-9 last Tuesday in favor of the Personhood Act of South Carolina following 2 hours of debate. The bill recognizes the God-given right to life from the moment of conception, fertilization, Democrats in South Carolina have opposed the bill because it doesn't include exceptions for rape and incest. Senator Richard Cash from Anderson, South Carolina, replied, "Two wrongs don't make a right." Governor Henry McMaster applauded the advancement of the bill, said he pledges to sign it if it makes it to his desk. And a Republican lawmaker in Alabama has introduced a bill that would allow biblical creation to be taught in school science classes. House Bill 258, recently presented by Representative Steve Hurst, allows teachers to explain to students both biblical creation alongside Darwinian evolution to allow students then to make up their own mind as to what they want to believe. The National Center for Science Education notes that the legislation mirrors an existing bill that was passed in Kentucky back in 1976 and is still on the books there. And topic number one, love of money trumps do no harm. A Florida pediatrician arrested Friday for allegedly administering partial vaccines to privately insured children. These vaccines were supposed to be reserved for the Vaccines for Children program that caters to kids on Medicaid and whose families have no insurance. Florida Department of Health said in a statement that about 500 patients of Dr. Ishrat Sohail may be affected. The agency working to notify those parents because they only got half a dose might want to consider revaccinating. Sohail suspected of Medicaid fraud. In 2016, the health department in Florida suspended her for 2 months from a federal vaccination program for giving children with private insurance vaccines meant for Medicaid and uninsured patients. State health officials did a follow-up check in January, and that's when they discovered the partially used doses. Now, here's the scary part. It's also possible that Sohail's vaccines may not have been sterilized. She might have been reusing needles. Her license to practice medicine in Florida has been suspended by the state surgeon general. Coming to Dallas, March 22nd through the 25th, some very thought-provoking conversation and some very thoughtful speakers, ranging from prophecy experts like Bill Salas to just powerful presenters of the gospel, Carl Gallups, Pastor Paul Begley. We'll get a look at evangelization from, well, from a Jewish perspective. Messianic Rabbi Zev Perot from Tel Aviv will be there. Josh and Christina Peck will be there from Skywatch TV, along with Sharon and me, and we hope you can be there as well. If you'd like to attend, it's at the Hilton DFW Lakes Executive Conference Center. That's in Grapevine, Texas, March 22nd through the 25th. The Hear the Watchman Conference, and we can save you $20. Save $20 on the registration with the promo code Gilbert20. But we're especially suggesting you try the video stream because the conference is almost sold out. So if you want to watch from the comfort of your living room and do so for up to 6 months after the conference, try the video option and we can save you 20% on that with the promo code Gilbert20. Again, the website is hearthewatchmen.com. In Branson, coming in September, the True Legends Conference returns to Branson. This year, the theme is transhumanism and the hybrid age. Tom Horn, Steve Quayle, Sharon Gilbert, Dr. Hugo DeGaris, and more. September 14th through the 16th. For information and registration, log on to gensix.com. Download these reports to your smartphone or tablet wherever you are, whether it's iOS, Android, Windows Phone, or Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We've got apps for all of those. The apps are free, and the links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Look in the top menu bar there where it says mobile app. You'll also see a link there in the top bar that says watch Skywatch TV. And that's where you get information on when and where you can watch our nationally syndicated weekly interview program, which now, in addition to the Christian Television Network and the Victory Television Network, is on the Angel One Network, GEB America, and the Impact Network for dates, times, and upcoming guests. Again, skywatchtv.com. Check the top menu bar there where it says Watch Skywatch TV. And you can see the stuff that I post to my own website, which is derekpgilbert.com, including the latest podcast interview conducted with Ray Gaino about the influence of demons, perhaps, on the Florida shooter. Again, you'll find that at derekpgilbert.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is Skywatch TV.
With all the talk in media today about women's rights to be heard and treated with fairness and decency in all public platforms, Donna Howell's timely new book boldly establishes how it was Jesus Christ himself that settled this issue a long time ago. And at a time when it would have been considered revolutionary and prophetic. Bible scholars know that Jesus, while recognizing appropriate gender roles, intentionally began the first women's empowerment movement. But why did he do that? The answer to that mystery is in the Bible itself. Now, in one of the most talked about new releases of the year, The Handmaiden's Conspiracy by best-selling author Donna Howell. The permanent changes Jesus made regarding women's rights, their value, and their role in delivering his message to the world is brought to light.
And if God decides to raise up a radical, he only needs one voice for an entire great awakening, and it could be yours. Yeah.
This is Reverend Donna Howell.
Once you read The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, you'll never think about the church that Jesus Christ started and that his apostles decreed in the same way again. The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, available March 1st at skywatchtv.com.
Follow the cultural and historic backdrop behind Paul's words in the New Testament that correct the record on some of the most misinterpreted scriptures in modern history in relation to the issue of women, their leadership role in the church, and understand properly what Paul was responding to when the epistles were written. Skywatch TV is proud to announce one of the most anticipated, talked about new releases of the year, The Handmaiden's Conspiracy promotional offer. When you order The Handmaiden's Conspiracy from Skywatch TV, you'll receive Skywatch TV's brand new, beautifully bound, limited edition, red letter King James Version of the Holy Bible with Apocrypha. In addition to the Old and New Testaments, this never-before-released, one-of-a-kind deluxe collector's Bible includes the ancient apocryphal books like Enoch, Jubilees, and 15 more ancient texts that the disciples of Christ read and quoted from. This gorgeous limited edition Bible is available exclusively from Skywatch TV and holds a retail value of $80. Yours absolutely free for a limited time. That's right, absolutely free when you purchase The Handmaiden's Conspiracy promotional offer. Also included in this once-in-a-lifetime offer is the Donna Howell collection that includes all three of her runaway best-selling works, Radicals, Redeemed Unredeemable, and Final Fire. Sold separately, this unprecedented promotional offer retails for $160. Yours now for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. This is one of the most exciting promotional offers we've made available, and you don't want to miss this opportunity to receive all four of best-selling author Donna Howell's works, along with the remarkable Deluxe Collector's King James Version of the Bible that includes the ancient apocryphal books of Enoch, Jubilees, and 15 more ancient texts. In fact, order numerous sets to give away to every Bible enthusiast and student you know. The Handmaiden's Conspiracy promotional offer. Order now at the Skywatch TV store or call 1-844-750-4985.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.